conversation. Then day before yesterday, before the article was published, I gave a copy of the memo conversation to Cy and had him go over and give it to Russ Blandford. And Russ Blandford called Rivers and gave it to Rivers, and Rivers damn near burst into tears. And he said he'd never forget it and he'd guarantee we'd get support. So we made a little progress out of all this. And
I've got charged us, said the White House leaked it on him then. I never heard of it. I said I didn't leak that one yesterday morning. That person had against me either. But that's what he's charging now. And he wouldn't come to the meeting yesterday, and we had to call him specially. And he didn't come in till late. And I thought he acted a little peculiar there. I didn't think he was drinking, but act like he had a sleeping pill.
He's under tranquilizers. And they cut down the tranquilizers so he can handle a bill. Day before yesterday, but he's still on sedation. But anyhow, I've got a better basis for working with him as a result of all this. Would you have any objection if I talked to Mills just to feel him out a little bit? I never have. It's out of my field, and perhaps I should.
I believe we ought to wait a while. Let's take a day or two and see, and I'm going to try to get out some lines to him. The speaker's sick. I'm worried about him, and I couldn't move much last night, but I want to visit with Long. I'm going to take him down the river some night and give him a bunch of hypothetical cases and see what happens. Are you spending money faster than you've got it in your budget out there now with your present operations, the bombs you're dropping, the missions you're flying, the number you've got out there?
A little, but what the main thing that we need, the more money, the answer is yes, Mr. President, but more than that, this June 3067 termination date is important, you see, because already we're running into the lead times necessary to buy for July of 67 and August of 67, and that's where the great bulk of the money lies.
Well, what are your military estimates on that? They think we'll still be there in June 67?
Yeah, well, they say that they can't plan on not being there, and therefore we've got to begin to buy for that period. And I don't have any problem on money. I've got the money. But what I'm doing is taking money that I'd planned to use, let's say, next April and May for one purpose and drawing it forward into now and using it for another purpose. This is all legal, but it means that I've got a clear deficit condition developing next year.
Do you think that on this foreign aid thing, we ought to give them a little indication now that we may have to ask for additional economic money for Vietnam? I shoved it up to Fulbright pretty strong yesterday, and I sat down in my office and talked to him. I said, now, you're the one that urged us to do all this stuff. And I thought that just as a propaganda thing, it might not be a bad thing to say that we need this money for medicine and for agriculture and some of it, and even if they had to allot a little of it to you for reimburse you. I don't know. There's great feeling that here we're supposed to be doing all this, but our preparation no bigger out there this year for economic aid in Vietnam than was it last year.
Yeah.
Think about that, and we'll talk about it today or tomorrow.
All right, fine.